Dr. Theo Compagnolo describes open office spaces as prisons for the brain. He claims they are places where we become sick, lack productivity, and cooperate even less than usual. Hi, Dr. Compagnolo.
Hello.
Welcome back in our studio. Last time we were discussing multitasking, and today we are going to talk about open office spaces. And you're not a huge fan of those.
Oh, I'm an enemy of those horrible brain jails, brain torture chambers. It's a disaster. It's a disaster for brain work. And it's very much linked with what we discussed last time, because there I explained that our thinking brain cannot multitask, and that every interruption is a switch, and that we are switching from one task to the other, and that we are losing a lot of brain power, energy, creativity, memory, and so on, every switch. In an office, people are interrupted every 3 minutes.
Yeah, there's a phone ringing and then somebody else talking.
So this is a total disaster for people who have to do brain work, work that needs focus, concentration. And you're giving the example of the phone. This is the worst.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. In general, noise is very bad because we cannot close our ears. We close our eyes, we can close our nose, but hearing is the last alarm of our ancestors in the savannah. So we cannot close our ears, so we cannot protect ourselves against noise. And the worst noise is a telephone. A telephone call from other people having a telephone call, it's almost impossible not to listen into it, not to lose your concentration. And there are many reasons, but two of them are that for our thinking brain, a telephone conversation, you hear one half.
Yeah.
So one half of the conversation, what you hear always ends on a cliffhanger. What's going to happen next? You don't know. So your attention is there. And then it's
a good TV show.
And then there is a break. And in the break, there's nothing. And this nothing also pulls our attention in that direction. And so, and that's where the idea came from. For a very simple test that people can do, if they have to do brain work, not routine work, but if they need their brain to think, to concentrate, if they need focus, there's a very simple test. That is, if you need to do that kind of work, and in your environment you can hear telephone calls of other people, you are in the wrong office.
But a lot of those offices are like that. What they do these days is make flexible offices where they build sound bubbles where you can go sit in when you have to do brain work. Is that a better solution then?
Yes, but they have the priorities wrong. Because those modern professionals, they are doing, if they are not having meetings or phone meetings or whatever, they're doing brain work. So it should be the opposite. The office should be constructed in such a way that the brain workers can do their brain work without interruptions. And as soon as they need to make a phone call or that they have to talk to other people, to other colleagues, then they go and to one of those bubbles. So the priority should be focus first. And contact second.
If you're in a situation like you have to go to work and there is an open office over there, you can't change that yourself.
Yeah.
Is there anything you can do to protect yourself in such a situation?
Yes, to some extent. But the best thing would be to download my text from the website and start a discussion with your employer to change these offices.
Yeah.
But if you can, or get together with your colleagues to I know, but you can do things at the me level, at the we level, and at the them level. And so there are things that you can do, but the best thing would be to look for another job if you really need to do brain work. But if you can't, there's a simple method. That is that you take earplugs. The best ones are the Wox earplugs. You go to a pharmacy, put earplugs. Then you buy an old set of earphones, big ones, just to symbolize to the rest of the people in the office, I'm concentrating. And then you, from carton board, you made like a little screen, put it around you, and then you write on it at 11 o'clock, I'm totally available for you, and you do your work.
A lot of people I see, they do put some music on to distract themselves from the other part of the office, but then you have the music interrupting, or is that okay?
Well, it depends. It depends also from the personality. Like extroverted people, very often a little bit music masking, the noise in the office helps. Introverts usually want it to be quiet. Yeah. And so that's another thing that people who build offices do. They call it masking noise, pink noise, gray noise, and so on. But this is not a solution because it's very different. The noise you need to mask the noise of the office is very different for different people, for extroverts, for introverts. If you're a little bit deaf, old or young people that have been sitting too close to loudspeakers, they all need different wavelengths to have a masking noise. So just putting this noise, this masking noise through an office is not a solution.